welcome to the Manifest with Mini weekly family meeting, aka the podcast. If you have ever worried, why do I keep doubting myself, even though I know deep down I am made for big things, you are not alone. Every week I'm blending the practical and the spiritual, the masculine and the feminine, so that you can manifest your life and business of complete freedom. So for all my bougie spiritual souls out there, you are exactly where you need to be right now. I am so excited for today's podcast. We're going to be answering the question, can manifesting change your destiny? So the simple answer to this is, there's not really a simple answer, yes and no. So from our perspective here on Earth, yes, absolutely. It's changing your life. You have the power to change your level of finances, the abundance that you have in your life, upgrade to a better partner, to attract a relationship, to change your body, to change the way you feel about yourself, your confidence. We can change all of this. We have the power to change this all. So how does that tie in with fate and destiny? So we think of destiny as one thing, as one storybook that's written out for us. What we have to realize is that there's actually an infinite number of storybooks that are written for our soul, different possible outcomes. Now, the goal of all of these destinies is always for us to reveal the most abundance, the most alignment, the most elevation, to be our best self. But all of the pathways are different. Some of them might be longer, some of them might be more painful, some of them might be shorter, some of them might be easier. And we have all of those possibilities, all of those quantum timelines laid out for our soul before. And there are infinite number of these timelines. So the truth is, every single time that we are using our manifestation power, we're setting our intentions, we're bringing something in, we're seeing these synchronicities, all of these amazing things that you might have experienced if you've been manifesting for a while, what you're doing every single time that that happens is you're actually shifting timelines. Now, we have all of these timelines laid out for our soul. What decides which one we're living in and which storybook is going to be the next turn of the page for us then? This is the really amazing and exciting part when you start to live your life with this knowing. And it's something I call like getting in the game, right? Because if you don't know this, you're kind of, I guess that's where the term like non-player character comes from, right? You're living inside of this spiritual game where you have the potential to shift up a level into amazing heights, experiencing this like incredible life. And you have the also opportunity to shift down timelines into more struggle, more chaos, more challenges. And if you're not aware of that, you're kind of like walking around with this blindfold on, not realizing the power of all of your thoughts, words, actions, decisions, etc. on a daily basis. So the amazing thing is that you have free will to choose whether you're going to move up a timeline or move down a timeline in pretty much every single moment. And we're constantly shifting between these realities and existences, especially if you're a person who is on this path. If you're listening to this podcast, you've probably set an intention for yourself at some point. You've probably tried to use your free will to do something in your life, to make something change, right? Whether that's like, I want to get up earlier. You've just set up a, if you say anything like that, you set an intention, you've set up a portal, a like potential change that's now like waiting in the universe for you. And then that's where your free will comes in. You either do it and you shift up into that timeline, or you don't do it and you will kind of shift down a timeline, because there's no such thing as standing still. Like, we think that we can just stand still in life, but that goes against all of the spiritual laws. And if you look around nature, everything is either growing or it's deteriorating, right? It's tapping into life and vitality, or it's tapping into death, basically. It's either building or it's destroying. There's no such thing as standing still. And when we set this intention, as I said, you've put out this like potential. Imagine it kind of like that. As soon as you set an intention, it's like a cup appears, and it either gets filled with goodness and soulful stuff, which is you believing you can do it on a thought level, which is you saying positive things about it in your words, and which is you actually performing that action that fills up the cup. Bam, new timeline. Or that cup is just there. Now, if something's empty, it attracts negative energy to it because everything wants to be filled. And that's why you might notice if you are just sitting there with no purpose, a lot of times that's when negative thoughts will start to come to you. And that's why some people like to try to keep busy and keep their mind busy, so that that empty space doesn't like suction in all the negativity. And so that's why we always, it's not like a choice to be growing and doing spiritual work, or just stand still and have an easy life, you know, because sometimes it feels like we're kind of choosing a harder path when we do this spiritual work, because we're seeing all of this awareness and you're thinking about this and was this the right choice, and like you're aware of all these things, and it seems like these other people who are not in the game are just living their life carefree and not even thinking about what's the meaning of life or what am I manifesting in this moment, is this positive, is this negative, all of these things. But the truth is, this is actually like choosing to do the hard work is actually the easier path, because you are now putting yourself in the position of filling that cup with goodness rather than letting that natural suction of negativity come in to fill all your empty spaces, which does happen to everyone. And also, you get to, obviously, if you know the rules of the game, you're going to win a lot quicker, right? So people are moving up timelines in their life as well, right? Even if they're not manifesting, like, of course, people achieve things without doing spiritual work. But if we know this, we can use these spiritual laws to our advantage. We get to climb up that ladder a lot quicker and hopefully save ourselves a lot of pain, right? Because as I said, it's, you're either growing or you're dying. Something is either moving forward or it's gaining the momentum in the opposite direction, but the momentum's always building, right? And that's why when you don't do your routines, let's say if you've got a morning routine and when you've been doing it for a while, you feel like this momentum building, you start to get more excited to do it rather than that sluggish feeling you may have felt at the start. And then when you don't do that routine, the longer you don't do it, it feels like there's almost this momentum pushing you to not do it, right? The procrastination gets bigger and bigger. The thought of like, oh, I'm gonna have to start all over again, I'm gonna have to build all that momentum, it seems like such a big hill to climb, and it's actually harder the longer that you don't do it. And that's because in that time that you weren't doing it, you weren't just standing still, you are gaining negative momentum against you. And that's not to be afraid of, because it's gonna happen, right? You're probably already maybe able to think of some examples of where this has happened in your life. And guess what? You're a powerful being. You were able to use your free will to move yourself back into the direction that you wanted. And that's always going to be possible. No matter how far forward or how far backwards you go, the opportunity to choose a better feeling thought, a better feeling word, a better feeling action in every moment and shift up a timeline is always going to be available for you. That is never going to go away. That is actually your whole soul's purpose. And so the universe is always, always, always going to be supporting you in that expansion, in that growth, in moving forward towards all of the blessings that are waiting for your soul, all of the blessings that the universe wants to give you, wants to keep giving you. And it literally wants and needs you to expand and to receive these blessings. And that's why you feel pressure, like pushing on you. If you feel like you're not fulfilling your potential, it's a horrible feeling. That's why if you're not moving forward, you start to get all sorts of pain, like financial strain and sadness and relationship problems, to force you to expand and to grow and to move forward. And that's why, of course, we want to do this intentionally. So, to recap, every single manifestation is basically you just shifting into a new timeline of your destiny. There are infinite timelines of your possible destinies laid out for your soul before you enter Earth, all with the purpose of getting you to your highest potential, some longer and more painful, some easier and faster. In every moment that we choose to act like our higher self, we choose to use our spiritual tools and not be falling into our automatic negative reactions, falling into our ego, falling into our past patterns, all of these things that we call negative, right? All of the things that you kind of just know you shouldn't be doing. Every time that you make that choice, you use your free will to shift into a higher timeline. If you keep doing this, the compounding effects are amazing. You're able to shift faster and faster and faster to higher and higher and higher levels of abundance, love, health, joy, etc., etc. So, I want to give you an action step for today to help you notice this pattern in your life. So I want you to think about a moment when something triggered you. It could be literally something tiny, like you were running late for work, or you missed the bus just by 2 minutes and it made you late for work that day. Or it could be a really big trigger, like somebody broke up with you, for example. Think about this trigger and then think about your response to that trigger. Now, there's only two options. It feels like there's a million options, but there's only two options in that moment, really, which is you're either connecting into your soul or you're connecting into your ego, let's say. And you know, if I'm sure, and you're going to continue to, as you the further you get along your spiritual journey, the more you're aware you're going to be of which actions and thoughts are from your soul or from your ego, right? But we know the soul is acts just like you would imagine God to be, right? It's like loving, it's giving, it's peaceful, it sees everything. So it's like a really zoomed out perspective and it feels good in the long run. It's like, you know, it's healthy for you. It's like a healthy meal of like vegetables and protein and all of that. And the ego is quick, it's fast, it's immature. It's like it's in the feelings, doesn't see any bigger long-term picture. It wants like sugar, it wants candy, and it wants to take the quickest instant gratification in the moment. The soul wants that long-term healthy fulfillment for you. And so think about that trigger and think about what would be the soul reaction. What would be the soul? What would you be thinking? What would you be saying? And what actions would you be taking in that trigger if you were 100% tapped in to that soul energy of certainty, of love, and of giving? And then what would be your reaction to that trigger if you were tapped into your ego? You don't see the bigger picture. You just want whatever feels good in the moment. You just want to express yourself. You just want to do whatever you want to do. What would you be thinking? What action would you take? What words would you be saying? If you want to just take that quick relief. And think about then maybe what you did in that triggered moment. And think about the effects that that had within the hour, within 24 hours. And this is not to blame yourself or feel bad, because you were just doing the best that you could in that moment. And if you're thinking about that when I'm asking you this, then that means like this podcast is literally being lined up into your reality for you to have this realization so that you can maybe do better next time. And if you feel like you really acted from a place of soul, think about the repercussions. That's not really the right word, but think about what that led to in the next hour and in the next 24 hours. I have seen so many examples where everything seems a mess. You don't see the way forward, but you choose to tap into that soul. You're like, okay, I'm certain that this is happening for a reason. I'm not going to act on fear. I'm not going to go and shout at that person. I'm not going to have those angry, like reactive thoughts about the bus being late. And then all of a sudden, oh, another bus just arrived, even though it's not supposed to be arriving for another 30 minutes. Or for example, one of my clients was telling me how she went to this restaurant. She went to an expensive restaurant. She took her whole family there. And she was like, I really want us to have this treat of this one special food that this restaurant serves that's really difficult to find. And she even rang them beforehand to ask, like, are you going to have this food item in your buffet? And they were like, yes, we hope you enjoy it. Like, she's like, okay, I would probably go to a cheaper place if they didn't have this, but you know what? I want to treat my family to this special food, which is really hard to find. And they went there and she's eating. It's a buffet, right? And so she eats very slow. She's having her first plate and she is really excited to have this special food, which she came here for. And her family's like, oh, you better go and grab that food. You know, what if it runs out? And she's like, no, no, it's going to be fine. I'll just get it in the second round. And she goes up to the second round, it's all gone. And she asks the restaurant, oh, is there any more of this special food going to be coming out? And they said, no, actually, you know, it's really popular and it's finished all of our supplies of that for today. And she's like, okay. And immediately like that feeling of ego, of lack, of not enough starts to come up. And like, oh, this is not fair. And why did this happen? And some sadness, all of those reactive thoughts. And you know what it feels like. And what could she think and what could she do and what could she say that would be reactive in that moment, right? She could have all of those angry thoughts, those sad thoughts, those, oh, I've wasted my money. She could go and complain to them. She could be angry. She could say negative things to her family. But instead, she remembered these concepts and she said, okay, I'm going to pause. Everything is always happening for me. I always have the choice to tap into my highest timeline. I'm going to completely let go of needing this. I don't need anything. I'm connected to the endless abundance of the universe. What more do I need? I'm so appreciative that I got to at least be here. At least I've tasted this food before. And she smiled and she was pleasant. And then as they were leaving the restaurant, the manager happened to be at the door and he said, oh, did you have a good meal? And she, again, smiling lovingly, acting with all of these soulful qualities, she said, thank you so much, it was amazing. And you know, she just wanted to tell him that it was lovely and to really express gratitude and all of these soulful qualities which she's been learning about. And but he kept asking her again, are you sure everything was good? And remember that we actually spoke on the phone and you said you were looking forward to having that special food. She said, oh, I actually didn't get to eat it because I'm a really slow eater and it was all finished. And the manager was like, oh my gosh, please wait here. I think we have some left. I would love to give you some takeaway for you and your family. And she's like, oh no, are you sure? And he's like, yes, please, please wait here. We really want to give this to you. And she's like, if it's any trouble, you don't need to do it. It's okay. Like she was just so full. She generally didn't need, all of that neediness, all that desperation had completely left because she'd tapped so much into our soul. She'd paused, she'd released any neediness. And he was like, no, please. And he came back with a giant box of this special food, all of her favorite parts of it, and she got to enjoy that. And that is how much the universe wants to give you what you want. The universe wants you to be in abundance. And it's not a punishment or a reward. It's not like, oh, the universe was like, yes, you've been good, so now you can have it. No, not at all. It's just like attracts like. If you are in the energy in your thoughts, words, and actions of abundance and soul, then you are connected into the universe. You are a match to the universe, and the universe is able to support you. It wants to support you the whole time. The universe is there the whole time. But you have the free will to choose to be in abundance, to be in soul, and therefore be a match to being allowed to be helped by the universe, or for you to tap into fear and ego and your human heaviness and the human need and the human restriction and the not enoughness. And then the universe isn't a match to you, right? Like simple law of attraction. And so it cannot help you in the way that it wants to, in the fullest possible way. And this is just an example of how it doesn't matter what seems realistic, what seems possible. If you tap into that soul level, if you pause and you align your thoughts, words, and actions to be a match to the universe, aka loving, appreciative, gratitude, long-term thinking, giving, then miracles can happen on the smallest levels of like being in a restaurant, and on the biggest levels of like finding your soulmate and having the most abundance in your bank account and all of those things, moving countries, whatever it is that calls to you is possible if you make that decision in the small moments. And it comes up every single day that this is going to be a choice that you're making multiple times a day throughout the moment, from the moment you wake up, right? That choice is there, and triggers are going to come up, and you get to choose which energy you're going to be tapping into, and if you're going to let the universe help you, or if you're going to try to be like, no, I'm going to do this from my ego, I'm going to do this from my human, I'm going to take control, I'm going to be reactive. So forgive yourself for any moment that you've been reactive. That was exactly where you were. That was exactly where you're supposed to be. You obviously needed to learn those lessons. And now let's see what can happen if you play with this. Like, try it for 24 hours, see what happens, see what miracles you attract. I want to leave you with a couple of affirmations and shadow work prompts that you can also use as tangible tools. And, obviously, the prompts, if you want to go deeper into what might be keeping you back from shifting into your highest timelines. So, affirmations. I set the intention to shift into my highest timeline today. Number two. Elevating into my best life is easy, joyful, and smooth. Number three, I release all thoughts, beliefs, actions, and situations that keep me tied to my current level. And for your shadow work prompts, right? The first one is a two-part question. So the prompt is, what do I do that I know I shouldn't really be doing? And that means, like, what is a personality trait? What is an action? What is a thought? What is a reaction? What is an addiction that you have that you kind of know is not coming from your soul? It's not probably like aligned to your best timeline, but you just keep doing it. What is that thing? What comes to your mind? And the second part of this question is, am I really willing to release this, to access all of the abundance that the universe wants to give me? So I'll just repeat that again for you. What do I do that I know I shouldn't really be doing? And am I willing to release this to access all of the abundance the universe wants to give me? Shadow work prompt number two. If I allowed myself to shift into my highest timeline, what bad thing would happen? What am I scared of letting go of? We always get what we want. If you are not shifting into higher and higher timelines, seeing more and more abundance coming in, feeling more and more happy, feeling more and more confident, all of those things. And there is a part of you that is subconsciously choosing not to do that. There is some resistance. There is some upper limit that wants to keep you at the level that you're at. So I'll repeat that for you one more time. If I allowed myself to shift into my highest timeline, what bad thing could happen? What am I secretly scared of letting go of? I'm so excited for you to use these affirmations, these shadow work prompts. I hope you was able to reflect a little bit today about the choices of ego versus soul that you've been making and how that might be playing out and choosing what timelines you're entering into. I would love to hear any breakthroughs, any stories, any wins or any struggles you're having. So feel free to send me a DM on Instagram if anything came up from this episode. And I hope you like the new structure of episode. I think I'm going to be continuing this, answering a question, giving you like an action step, affirmations, and shadow work prompt to take away from the episode as well. So I hope you have a beautiful day, and I will see you in the next episode.